Welcome to the Purpose, Passion, Profit podcast. I'm your host, Ken Esch, and each and every episode, we're talking about how to live your purpose, find your passion, and create profit doing work that doesn't suck. Let's jump right in. I had Sean Mills in last night to talk with my mastermind about setting a direction for your small business and really narrowing your focus once you reach the point where you're doing too much. You know, we all have different phases of business, and he was talking about as you move through those phases, how you have to narrow the focus or funnel out some of the things that you're doing in business. And the different phases that he talked about or the timeline of business starts out with creativity. It's finding work that you enjoy doing and finding people that want that work done and will pay you for it. That is where most businesses start. It's like, hey, I have this thing I like to do and these people need it done, so I'm going to go do that and get paid doing work I like to do. Then next, you know, once you grow your business to a certain point that you can't do all the work, you've got delegation. You got to find other people to partner with, to bring alongside and help you do the work for you. You also have the coordination and collaboration. Those three go in the second phase: delegation, coordination, and collaboration. As you continue to build a business, each phase is a little more of you getting other people to do the work or to do elements of the work that you don't enjoy doing so that you can focus on what it is that you do best. You need to do the things in your business that only you can do. In the beginning, you're going to be doing everything. You might have a spouse that helps you with certain elements of it, certain aspects of like maybe the bookkeeping or the invoicing or things like that. But early on, you're going to be doing most of the work and most of the things that go alongside with business. But as you grow, you need to delegate a little bit more. You need to coordinate with others, maybe subcontractors or employees. And then collaboration as well is even a bigger group involved, and everybody has to work together doing the project, getting the work done for your clients. Third phase being success, where you could keep doing what you're doing forever. Like you've got enough leads, you've got enough clients, you have a system that can keep pushing people through, and it's not a ton of work. You don't have to keep rolling the ball uphill. It's a perpetual motion machine. So just remember, creativity, delegation, coordination, collaboration. And you can just keep doing that loop forever. And as you keep doing that loop, that is what creates success. And he made a statement last night that I thought was super fantastic, and I want to share it with you. Quality is how the customer feels when they write you the last check. Okay? It doesn't matter what the project or the product is. If the customer is happy to write you that last check, that's quality. That is the goal of business, of doing the work, to do a good enough job and work with great enough clients that are happy to pay you whatever it is you charge to do the work you do. I do a lot of work for Nicole Sauce of Living Free in Tennessee, and there are certain things that she'll only allow me to do. I did a one-hour project for her yesterday, and she was thrilled to have me come do that. A one-hour project. She lives an hour and a half away, and she wanted me to come do that because she knows I do good work, and she's happy with the work I do and happy to pay me to do that work because it always turns out how she wants. It always turns out right. If you can reach that point in your business, that's where you want to be. You want to, like, you might do great work for the wrong clients who are unhappy with everything, no matter what it is you do. But if you can find the clients that are happy with what you do and happy to pay you what you're worth, happy to pay you what you charge, that is where you want to be. That's the sweet spot. And you can just keep doing that perpetual motion machine. The creativity, delegation, coordination, collaboration. Keep working that cycle. And yeah, there's no end to what you can build. If you would like to join my men's mastermind, I have a couple of different options for you. You can either do the complete year-long mastermind, joining me with my guys. And I also have more of a membership option where you can come in once a month. We meet with somebody like Sean Mills, who has helped build multi-million-dollar businesses. He's helped businesses grow to well over the $100 million range. And he came in to speak to us last night about how to grow our small businesses. I have somebody like that coming in every month. And you can join us for that each and every month. If you're interested in that, reach out to me. Hit me up. My email is coach@kennethesch.com. Hit me up. Or you can schedule a call with myself. KenEsh.com/coffee. That's KENEASH.com/coffee. And schedule a 15 or 30 minute consultation with me. We'll talk about what it would look like to join the membership or the mastermind and what benefits you could receive from it. You can also check out the link in the show notes. No matter what you choose to do in life, do good work.